That is how I feel right now.
Save me from tomorrow.
Yes. And I don't want to be on this ship of fools. Susie Schmidt, Susie Sunshine, as she's known on this program, but nowhere else, is joining us right now by way of telephonic device. And she has been our financial analyst for the better part of the last decade on this program. And it turns out that now that she has been on this show, she's on everything. You cannot turn on your television without seeing her on some...
Very true.
Some place, some way, some shape, some form. She's with Aviva Investors. All right, let's talk about what the Fed did here.
Well, thank you. Yes, the Fed came out big day today in the market because the Fed actually dropped rates.
So why?
This is a big decision. It's different from where we have been. Up until now, the Fed has been increasing rates, and the Fed's made it very clear they want to be supportive of the economy. And as they've seen the economy perhaps level off a little bit, and they're concerned about bigger factors and things that could be negatives and negative impacts to the economy, like trade, the Fed is trying to step in here and be reassuring and keep our recovery and this economic upcycle going. So the Fed came out today, and we saw Chairman Powell speak after their two-day meeting. They're dropping rates by 0.25%. So interest rates, Fed funds rate now 2.2 to 2.25%, so 2.25%, and that's down from 2.5%, and it's a little nudge off that 2.5% level to give people confidence in the economy, lower that cost of capital, and try to keep things moving along.
So if you think about the way it affects consumers, if you're a borrower moving forward, this might be good news, I would suppose, if you're looking for an auto loan or a mortgage refinance or originating a new mortgage. But it looked like when you see Wall Street, there was a bad response, a negative response. So in the markets, they didn't like this. Was it because there was a surprise element here, or there's some larger signal about the global economy?
I think the market was a little bit surprised, and I think it's because the market got a little bit ahead of itself. The market is counting on central banks, like the Fed, to take action and lower interest rates across the globe to help boost the economy and keep things going in a positive fashion. So the markets were actually certain that the Fed was at least going to take 0.25% off, which the Fed did. There were a couple outliers in the market that were hoping that the Fed would reduce by as much as 0.5%. I think initially the market was fine with it, but when Chairman Powell started talking, he made it very clear that this isn't a retracing of where they've been. So this is just one step down. It isn't necessarily a series of steps down in interest rates. And that's where the market got a little bit nervous, because they thought they were going to get even more.
Well, okay. See, here's the... We have a pretty superheated economy right now.
Well, do we? So we have a really good economy, and we're seeing great numbers because we have very low unemployment. Average hourly earnings have been creeping steadily upward, but inflation is only 1.6%. We saw that CPE, so consumer product expenditures, that was 1.6%. We say inflation happens when that's around 2% increase year over year. So we're nowhere near that. And, you know, the Fed has talked about fighting inflation should they see it, but they don't see it yet. And usually superheated applies to an economy that's experiencing a lot of inflation. We don't have that problem yet. So in reality, the Fed's looking at that saying, well, maybe we don't have to worry about slowing things down, so we can ease up a little bit. Slowing it down is when they increase interest rates. Easing it up is taking some interest rate reductions.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me, because you're right. It's that I misused overheating, but the economy is healthy. When the economy is not as healthy as it is now, which it will be, there will be a cycle in which that will happen. Are we taking some of the tools out of the toolbox right now and using them when we're kind of okay?
Definitely, because the toolbox for the Fed is interest rates. They only have one tool. They can take interest rates up or down. That's all they can do. So they're really counting on fiscal policy, the government doing other things. But I think where the markets have become so concerned is with fiscal policy, with international trade, the markets don't have a clear sense of where things are going. And there's been no way to quantify it. So the markets have gotten nervous that trade tariffs could very much impact the economy, how business is faring, and how people feel. So far, we haven't seen that. Consumers have stayed pretty impervious to what's going on the trade aspect. Consumer confidence stays high, and at a consumer level, we feel pretty good about where things are. Businesses are concerned. They're still spending, things are fine, but when you listen to CEOs talk, they're all wondering what's going to happen. And I think the Fed is responding on that business level in global industry to say, we understand this is a total unknown. We're here to just give you a little mental support and a little economic support by lowering interest rates so that you can still feel good about spending.
When you hear that this move is, it was the first reduction of its kind in the Fed fund rate since 2008, at a time when we were spiraling through a financial crisis, it doesn't sound so good. Is it what they might be signaling about the economy now? Should we be reading a lot into this in terms of they're really, this was needed or necessary?
No, and I don't think this is a negative sign at all. I think this is the Fed trying to be supportive. And I think we've seen that. Look at the market levels. The market levels are at all-time highs. We've really seen this rebound in the market since the end of May. And that's because the market has assumed that the central banks, the Fed, the European Central Bank, are going to be supportive by easing up on interest rates, slowing the rate increases, or even lowering the rates. So I think initially we saw the lift up in the market in anticipation of this. The little bit of sell-off that came today after his commentary was really about, oh, we're not getting more. I actually think that if we'd gotten more, people, as they started to think about it, might worry that that was an indicator that the underlying is a little bit softer than we think. Maybe the Fed sees something to worry about. So,
but wasn't the president, wasn't the president, who's not, I don't think, the most genius macroeconomist, isn't he? He was asking for this because he wanted the expansion. He wants to continue the expansion. He needs for sure for next year, right?
Right.
So
every president wants to have lower interest rates because it helps boost the economy. It's a great thing to have going into an election.
So one of the commentaries that I heard today about this on fake news media, as the president would call it, is that basically the Fed chairman gave in to him, because remember, he was the Fed chairman, kept raising the rate, and this is the first time in a decade, right, that he's lowering the rate.
Right, he's taking it the other way. But I would disagree with that, because if anything, President Trump is coming out and saying, you haven't lowered it enough. The Fed has already raised interest rates too high. You should be lowering it a lot. So I think in President Trump's mind, there should have been at least 0.5% reduction. And this 0.25%, I'm sure the Trump administration will feel, is not enough and that more should be done. The Fed has prided itself on being independent. The Fed is completely separate from the Trump administration. It has its own regulatory body. The president can't interfere with the operations of the Fed. So when Chairman Powell and the Fed board meet and they come out and dictate what interest rates are, the administration can't overrule that. And I think the Fed has tried very hard to show that they continue to be independent. They're focused on the economy. And even in this commentary today, he answered a question directly about this, saying it has nothing to do with what we're hearing from the Trump administration. This is merely about a mid-cycle adjustment to economic policy to keep this expansion and our recovery going.
And Jared Kushner has pictures of him.
He didn't mention that. Did he say that?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a trend, he says. Doesn't sound like they're expecting.
Don't expect this to be, he wrote it both ways. He said, don't expect this to be followed by multiple other cuts. And then I think he saw that people were getting nervous about that. And he came back and said, listen, it could be a one-off. There could be another cut. We're going to see how things go. And importantly, he reemphasized, they have been very consistent in messaging this. So the message from the Fed has not changed for the last 6 months. They've let us know that they're ready to cut should they see that we need a little bit of support. I think they finally felt that the uncertainty over trade has extended for so long now that they might need to add a little extra support, because we still have no clarity.
All right. Susan Schmidt, Aviva Investors, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
That gives us some clarity.
Mm-hmm. I understand a word of what's just happened. But
I feel better, though.
I don't know if I do.
No?
It's being portrayed, and the president will portray it as, a big win, and he was able to get what he needed out of the Fed and stuff like that. Whether he did or he didn't, right, is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with what actually occurs. And that just scares me, not about this president, but about the next president.
Marianne Williamson?
Yes. When Marianne Williamson becomes president, and she starts, and she does this with crystals, and she puts a spell on the Fed chairman, Right? Yeah, this Marianne Williamson reminds me of that woman from Game of Thrones, right? That was with the red. What was it?
Red oh. Woman.
What was her name? The witch. What was her name?
Melisandre.
Yeah, Melisandre.
With the red hair.
Yeah.
She'd show up and things would happen. Really
yes.
Freaky things.
That's what she reminds. Like, she's bringing people back from the dead and crap. I mean, that's what's going on here. There's like a puff of smoke and there's all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden the Fed chairman disappears.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that they made this decision on their own, aside from pressure from the president.
And he just tweeted, as usual, Powell let us down. But at least he's ending quantitative tightening, which shouldn't have started in the first place. No inflation. We are winning anyway, but I'm certainly not getting much help from the Federal Reserve.
Oh, so he's mad. Okay, good. Yep. All right, okay. I feel better now. All right, good.
Yes. What the market wanted to hear from the Fed Reserve was this is the beginning of a lengthy and aggressive rate cutting cycle to keep pace with China.
China. And I will say this, that when President Williamson puts her hand on some sort of Wiccan novel.
Oh, gee.
And takes the oath of office on July 21st, 2021. On January 21st, 2021. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she might.
And it might be the 19th. I can't remember the date. The 20th. It's something around there. She's one of them is, I don't know. Anyway, the point when she does that and she actually makes the Fed chairman levitate, I think we'll know for sure what's going on.
And Oprah will be there to see it all happen.
You know, it's funny. I'm not sure Oprah's totally down with this. We'll talk more about that coming up later on in the program. Because she was asked, what are your conversations with Oprah like? Well, I can't talk to you about that.
Well, I'm sure she's not allowed
like she's
to.
Like it's a HIPAA violation or something. She's a whack job spiritualist. Is there some sort of assumed confidence between a whack job spiritualist and her client who has too much money? Is there? I can't discuss which crystals we use. All right. I don't know how we got from the Fed to that, but we did. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the top of the hour on the news?
Illinois is one step closer to equal pay for working women.